Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, we're looking at reports that PayPal may be in the market to buy currency startup Curve. That's correct. PayPal may be in the market to buy currency startup Curve, C-U-R-V. Now, this article comes to us from payments.com, written by Tiro Veselinian. It says, report, PayPal might buy digital currency startup Curve. PayPal is in discussions to buy cryptocurrency storage startup Upstart Curve, Bloomberg reported. The discussions are in the nascent stages and might not end up leading to a deal, Bloomberg reported, citing an unnamed source. Curve, which is headquartered in the Empire State, I think we're talking about New York, was established in 2018. The company says that dozens of clients harness its products, according to Bloomberg, after it started to let clients buy, sell, and keep some cryptocurrencies in its wallet. PayPal has been looking to grow its digital currency services, Bloomberg reported. Now, of course, if you are online at all, you know that PayPal is kind of a big deal. Lots of folks use it. I use it. It is a way to transact purchases. It seems like it gives a person a little bit of protection as far as protecting the information on your bank account. They have their own credit services. And so PayPal has really become ubiquitous with buying and selling transactions online. So the idea that they're getting into cryptocurrency really shows how cryptocurrency is coming into the mainstream. It says PayPal Holding Inc.'s stock was down about 1%. As of approximately 3:20 p.m. Eastern Time Tuesday, when PayPal announced in November that its 350 million users would be able to deposit Bitcoin and other digital currencies in their accounts and spend at its 26 million merchants in 2021. It was seen as the inevitable advance of cryptocurrency payments reported. Now think about that, 350 million users, and we've talked about this $200 trillion market in fiat currency. And here's PayPal, this giant payment processor, opening up the door to cryptocurrency. It goes on and says, PayPal has basically just said, hey, we're going to open this up to everybody, Goldman said. Bitcoin is like a crypto 101 version. It's made for grandma, so no one, my kid, grandma, can mess it up with PayPal. Even though Goldman is the first to acknowledge that there are still many regulatory obstacles, consumer concerns, and business uncertainties that have had to be worked out, he said it just keeps the matter in the spotlight and on people's mind. He said people are increasingly talking about the digital dollar, whether it's on an individual level, in the nation's capital, or among U.S. or European central bankers and watchdogs. Now, we've also talked about this notion of a digital fiat, a digital dollar. And I have to say, from what I can see, it's not the same animal, okay? When we're talking about cryptocurrencies, we're talking about decentralized platforms generally. We're talking about immutable blockchains. We're talking about things like consumer privacy. We're talking about an appreciating asset because its value is limited. It's usually limited right from the beginning, unless, of course, it's a proof of stake coin. Even then, things are done to mitigate inflation. Looking at the current state of the dollar or the euro or the yuan or whatever, these fiat currencies, they really don't have inflation mitigation. They can just print the stuff at will, and it'll be the same thing. From what I can see, if they create their own digital, the supply won't be determined by the market. The supply will just be determined by whatever they want to print. So to say the digital dollar and the cryptocurrency are the same thing, I think is really kind of a disservice. Now it says, even though Goldman is the first to acknowledge that there are still many regulatory obstacles, consumer concerns, and business uncertainties that have to be worked out, he said it just keeps this matter in the spotlight and on people's minds. He said people are increasingly talking about the digital dollar, whether it's on an individual level, in the nation's capital, or among the U.S. or European central bankers and watchdogs. I think ultimately the digital dollar is going to become a thing, and that is going to allow for better, cheaper, faster payments, he said. It's going to completely change the way we interact with money in a way that I don't think we're used to because we're so used to banks. And then it goes on here and says, it has a reference to the study. Well, first off, I enjoy the article. It's encouraging that PayPal is getting into taking another step into cryptocurrency and apparently trying to look at purchasing this Curve company. But at the same time, I think it's important that we remember to see the differences between a digital fiat that's issued by a central bank and the organic qualities of the cryptocurrencies that we've all grown to love so much. This has been your cryptocurrency news, not financial advice.